Newly elected Cathet School District, QSD, Trustee Gretchen Conti took the oath of office at the board meeting on Wednesday, April 23. "We're thrilled to welcome Trustee Gretchen Conti to the Board of Education," said Board Chairperson Jacqueline Miller. "We're excited to have her voice at the table, and we look forward to working together to serve our students and strengthen public education in our district." Miller acknowledged another transition in the works for the district. "As we gather for today's meeting, we find ourselves at an important moment of transition, one that brings with it both gratitude and excitement for the road ahead," said Miller. "I want to take a moment to acknowledge that this is our final board meeting with our interim superintendent of schools, Vianne Kintzinger. Over the past 9 months, she has provided thoughtful, steady leadership through a period of change. Her professionalism, calm presence, and genuine care for students and staff have helped to guide our district with clarity and confidence." According to Miller, the new superintendent, Paul McKenzie, will begin next week. Paul brings more than 30 years of public education experience, with a strong record of leadership in large and diverse school districts in both British Columbia and Ontario, said Miller. "His work has driven student success through strategic planning, Indigenous education initiatives, community engagement, and innovations in curriculum and technology." Foundry Cathet Project Manager Dalith Harper and Executive Director of Youth and Family Colette Sinkowitz presented a progress report to board members at the Wednesday meeting. According to Sinkowitz, Youth and Family is the leading service provider for youth in the Cathet community. The nonprofit charity recorded more than 800 visits last year, and counselors provided one-on-one support to 94 youth. Eventually, Youth and Family will integrate its services with Foundry Cathet into one centralized space. Once a suitable space is found, Foundry Cathet will offer youth aged 12 to 24 easier access to mental health services, sexual health support, peer support, and substance use support, according to Sinkowitz and Harper. Both presenters emphasized that there is a lack of streamlined services for youth in Cathet, and that Foundry is meant to be a non-judgmental space, with staff who want to reach youth early, before crisis mode. The progress report stated that Youth and Family Foundry Cathet signed a lease proposal on a 12,495-square-foot centrally located space. Harper and Sinkowitz that a leadership advisory table and anchor table with local and regional representation has been formed. "We have started our capital fundraising campaign and set our target of $5 million for the renovation of the space," said Harper. "We have completed a number of grant applications and are awaiting responses." According to Harper, they hope to open the space in less than 2 years. The peak asked Harper and Sinkowitz how many people and what type of staff they expected to hire. "We are just in the beginning stages of finalizing what community partners offer, and then mapping out how we're going to use our operational budget to fill in the gaps," said Harper. "Until we get our community partnerships more finalized, we don't know exactly." The space would also be a drop-in center for youth, which currently does not exist in Cathet. If a caregiver or parent was struggling and wanted access to counseling, or wanted to talk to a parent team mediator, they could do that, said Harper. Even if their youth wasn't interested. Foundry Cathet conducted a community engagement survey, and 75% of youth contacted in Cathet stated that they want a safe space to hang out, gather, and connect, in addition to what Foundry's core services already offer. Join the Peaks email list for the top headlines right in your inbox Monday to Friday.